Our next story is about a resource that everyone needs access to, both individually and as nations: water. And one country in particular that suffered from decades of severe water shortages. Kenya in East Africa has even been labeled by the United Nations as a water-stressed country. But that could be about to change. That's because an underground aquifer has been discovered, and in Kenya, it's big news. It reportedly holds 200 billion liters of water, or about 50 billion gallons. Aquifers are underground layers of permeable rock or silt soaked in water. The one under the arid Turkana region in northwest Kenya was identified by scientists using satellite exploration technology. The project was carried out by UNESCO and scientists from the Kenyan government. Judy Wakungu is Kenya's Minister for the Environment, Water, and Natural Resources.
This is a huge, huge aquifer. We've never discovered anything of this magnitude. This discovery is transformative, and that is why we are so excited about it.
So what is the next step then? How do you get people in contact with the water, and how do you – I know a lot of people have to walk long distances to get water. How do you get that water right into somebody's house or at least their backyard?
What we want to do immediately is to now develop a series of boreholes that are – available to the communities to use.
Just give us a sense for our listeners. I mean, in the United States, you can practically spin around on the spot and find a tap. Like, what's the average distance in this part of Kenya that people have to walk to get a bucket of water?
Oh, people can walk for, up to, 80 kilometers or so,
80.
To get water.
That's about
80.
Yeah, that's like 50 miles.
If you drive there, and you're in a vehicle, the first thing, if you bump into people, they'll ask you for water.
Wow.
They'll know that you're carrying water, so they'll ask you for some water. It's really that bad. So this discovery, for people who also are prone to conflict because of fighting for the very few water resources there, it's transformative. Many of them are pastoralists, walk huge distances to find water for their livestock. Now this life ceases to be such a drudgery. It's transformative.
So it's not just about quenching thirst, it's about security too, isn't it?
It's about security as well. And you see, in the U.S., you have tapped water everywhere. Here there is no piped water. And this discovery allows us now to build this infrastructure.
Judy Wakungu, Kenya's Minister for the Environment, Water, and Natural Resources, congratulations on this discovery, and I hope people get water soon from it.
Thank you very much.